Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Mingwei website. This week's top stories include learning Falun Gong exercises at Moon Festival celebration in New York. Germany, politicians and tourists learn about Falun Gong at Neumarkt City Children's Festival. Austrian National Council accepts motion condemning China's illegal organ harvesting. Human rights lawyer David Mattis warns of forced organ harvesting in China at Medical Law and Bioethics Congress in Israel. With daughters and grandson detained, widowed 85-year-old man grief-stricken and on his own. And Canberra, Australia, rally to end the persecution of Falun Gong. Now for the stories. Learning Falun Gong exercises at Moon Festival celebration in New York. The Moon Festival, also called the Mid-Autumn Festival, is one of the most important family gathering holidays in the Chinese culture, and falls on September 24th this year. A celebration was held in Deer Park, Orange County, New York, last Saturday. Numerous Chinese cultural shows attracted thousands of visitors, both Chinese and Western. Local Falun Gong practitioners introduced the ancient self-improvement cultivation practice to the public. They demonstrated the exercises and held a workshop to teach people interested in learning them. At the entrance of the park was a float built by practitioners, decorated with lotus flowers and the words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. A practitioner dressed as a celestial maiden was handing out handmade paper lotus flowers to visitors. Mary, who said she has seen Falun Gong activities in Hungary, was happy and surprised to see them again at the festival, because she loves traditional Chinese culture and wanted to learn the Falun Gong exercises. Visitor Genesis stayed at the practitioner's booth for a long time, discussing Falun Gong with the practitioners. She left her contact information on the sign-up sheet and said she wanted to attend a free Falun Gong workshop. She said, "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance agrees with my view of life. I would like to practice it."
Germany. Politicians and tourists learn about Falun Gong at Neumarkt City Children's Festival. Falun Gong practitioners from Bavaria, Germany, participated in the Neumarkt City Children's Festival on the second week of September 2018. Politicians who were guests at the event, as well as adults and children, had a chance to experience the peacefulness and beauty of Falun Dafa. On the morning of September 9th, practitioners from Bavaria went to LGS Park to participate in the annual children's festival organized by the largest media company in central Bavaria. Before the event, the paper reported on Falun Gong, describing it as an ancient Chinese practice of mind and body that even children can benefit from. At the start of the festival, practitioners demonstrated the exercises. The editor-in-chief of the newspaper brought the Bavaria State Minister of Finance, the mayor and deputy mayor of Neumarkt City, and major sponsors to the Falun Gong display. Practitioners invited them to learn the exercises, and they agreed. The mayor said he had a deep appreciation for Asian culture and believed Falun Gong could help one to relax. The deputy mayor commented that during the few minutes she was doing the exercises, her mind was empty and she felt great. Everyone was given a handmade lotus flower as a gift. Adults and children walked past the Falun Gong display in an endless stream. Several children who were interested in learning Falun Gong did the meditation, with some managing to sit very quietly. The adults were surprised to see their kids practice the meditation quietly. A few parents did the exercises as well. Many people wanted to know more about Falun Gong after seeing adults and children trying out the exercises. Besides teaching the exercises, practitioners also taught people how to fold lotus flowers and signed their Chinese names on bookmarks. They made cards with traditional Chinese stories written on them and encouraged people to read them. A mother who read one of the stories told a practitioner she could not face a bad person calmly. The practitioner recommended that she read the main book of Falun Gong, Juan Falun. She told the lady how she became more positive after practicing Falun Gong. The weekend after the children's festival, a family who found out about Falun Gong at the festival came to a practice site 28 miles away to learn the exercises.
Austrian National Council accepts motion condemning China's illegal organ trafficking. Mr. Yang Wang, head of the Austrian Falun Dafa Association, accompanied by a member of parliament, submitted a citizen's motion to the president of the Austrian National Council on September 18, 2018. The motion asked the parliament to condemn the state-sanctioned live organ harvesting in China. The motion requested the parliament to urge the Chinese authorities to immediately stop all forced organ harvesting from detainees and to allow a third party to independently conduct credible and transparent investigations. Wang said that the National Council would process the motion and help the Austrian people learn about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, which would urge the Austrian government to condemn the persecution. The motion says, condemn the state-sanctioned compulsory organ harvesting in China and urge the Chinese government to immediately stop all compulsory organ harvesting from detainees. For crimes committed in organ transplants, the Chinese government should allow third parties to conduct independent investigations with high credibility and transparency. Amend the law to prohibit organ transplant tourism and organ transactions in China. Ask the Chinese Communist Party to immediately stop persecuting Falun Gong, as Falun Gong practitioners are the primary victims of organ harvesting, and immediately release all Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners who have been imprisoned for their faith. Let all Austrian citizens learn about the problem of organ trafficking in China through public events. In the coming months, Austrians can sign online on the Parliament website to support the motion directly. After discussing it, the Parliament will decide whether to implement the requests in the motion. A similar resolution was passed in the Vienna City Council in April of last year.
Human rights lawyer David Mattis warns of forced organ harvesting in China at Medical Law and Bioethics Congress in Israel. David Mattis, a distinguished international human rights lawyer instrumental in bringing Nazi criminals to justice, attended the 24th Congress on Medical Law and Bioethics at Tel Aviv University in Israel on September 2nd through the 6th. Mr. Mattis presented a poster on the subject of state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting in China, which mainly affects Falun Gong practitioners as well as other prisoners of conscience. For more than a decade, Mattis and former Canadian Secretary of State David Kilgore have been involved in investigating the subject, and the two have published their findings, asserting that organ harvesting crimes have been and are taking place in China. Together with investigative journalist Ethan Gutman, they later produced an update to the original investigative report. During his visit to Israel, Mr. Mattis also met with the director of the Ministry of Health and a number of representatives from the healthcare system, as well as with representatives from human rights and legal organizations. Mr. Mattis conveyed the following basic messages. 1. Transplant tourism to China should be prevented. 2. Hospitals and universities should not participate in these crimes by cooperating in transplantation with their counterparts in China, in order to not grant legitimacy to the crime and to ostracize from the medical community those doctors who participate in forced organ harvesting. Mr. Mattis' poster on the subject of organ harvesting by the Chinese regime, whose victims are mostly prisoners of conscience, most of whom are Falun Gong practitioners, was of considerable interest to the conference attendees. Many studied the poster for a long time, while others took photos of the poster to read later. The two most common questions were, what evidence is there for forced organ harvesting in China? Is it still happening today? Mr. Mattis replied by explaining that their conclusions are based on the large numbers of transplants. evidence that was collected and compiled from reports published by medical centers in China. There is no other plausible explanation for the source of the organs used for the huge number of transplants performed in China. These figures are much higher than the figures the Chinese government provides for any other possible source of organs, such as death row prisoners or voluntary donors. The evidence that forced organ harvesting is continuing, according to Mattis, is the large discrepancy in numbers. About 30 medical students from abroad, including the United States, Canada, and Australia, and senior lecturers, watched the 22-minute film Medical Genocide and heard a comprehensive lecture by Mattis on his investigations with David Kilgore and Ethan Gutman on the issue of state-managed organ harvesting in China and its implications for other countries.
With daughters and grandson detained, widowed 85-year-old man, grief-stricken and on his own. Both of my daughters and my one grandson were arrested, and I am in so much pain that it feels like I am being stabbed, sobbed an 85-year-old man. I am too old to take care of myself. With my only two children taken away from me, how am I going to survive? Why do the police harm innocent people like this? They even confiscated my savings. I want my daughters and my grandson back. Mr. Lin Tong of Miaoming City, Guangdong Province, is often in tears and has been unable to eat for several days. His daughters and grandson were arrested in late August 2018, right around his birthday. He was roughed up by the police when he tried to stop them. The police later found and took his pension savings. Mr. Lin's loved ones were targeted because they refused to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since July 1999. They were not the only victims of the persecution in the family. Mr. Lin's late wife passed away a few years ago after being traumatized by their daughter's repeated arrests for refusing to give up their faith. More than 20 officers descended on Mr. Lin's home on August 29th. They broke in and turned everything upside down, without a search warrant. They confiscated two computers, six printers, Falun Dafa books and materials, and 20,000 yuan in cash. They also arrested Mr. Lin's daughter and her nephew, who were visiting at the time. Ms. Lin Yanmei's older sister and Mr. Wu's mother, Ms. Lin Yichen, was arrested 2 days later on August 31st while staying with her father to celebrate his birthday. The family members went to their local appeal center and police supervisory office to file a complaint, but they have never received a response.
Canberra, Australia. Rally to end the persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners held a rally in front of the Australian Parliament on September 18, 2018. They called on the Australian government, members of Parliament and the community at large to help stop the Chinese Communist Party persecution of Falun Gong and the CCP's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, most of whom are Falun Gong practitioners. Mr. David Mattis, a well-known human rights lawyer from Canada, a human rights activist from Australia, three Falun Gong practitioners from China with personal experience of the persecution, a doctor from New York, and the director of the Australian Falun Dafa Association all spoke at the rally. Events to raise awareness were also held downtown, including the Art of Zhen Shanren International Exhibition, a screening of documentary films exposing the CCP persecution of Falun Gong, and the practitioners distributing flyers at information stands. The director of the Falun Dafa Association of Australia said in her speech, "This tribulation began in July 1999. Since then, thousands of Falun Gong practitioners have been arrested and imprisoned and incarcerated in forced labor camps and mental health facilities. They are shocked with electric batons and injected with unknown drugs that damage the central nervous system, just two examples of the many kinds of torture they are subjected to. The persecution has led to the documented deaths of more than 4,000 Falun Gong practitioners. What is even more shocking is that the CCP conducts state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners for lucrative profits. The brutal persecution is still going on. David Mattis, a renowned human rights attorney, has been to Australia several times. He made a proposal to the Australian government and members of parliament, challenging them to face the evidence of the CCP's live organ harvesting and pass a law to avoid becoming a CCP accomplice. He said at the rally, "Traveling across the world, we don't just want to tell people about our findings on the CCP's live organ harvesting, but also to establish mechanisms to stop and correct it so that such atrocities do not continue."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.